You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. I'm Vidya Murthy, and this is Tech in 2 with Wired. Juul, under heavy fire, pulls fruit-flavored pods from U.S. E-cigarette maker Juul announced Thursday it would stop selling its cream, fruit, berry, and mango-flavored pods in the U.S. until the products have been reviewed by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. The move comes on the heels of a string of mysterious deaths and illnesses thought to be related to vaping. The company will, however, continue to sell its popular menthol-based flavors, including mint. Rolls-Royce turns a 747 into a flying lab for new engines. Rolls-Royce is dumping $70 million into a Boeing 747 to turn it from a Qantas Airlines passenger jet to an airborne testbed for new engines. The company will install 30,000 new parts that will allow simulations of a wide range of electrical and hydraulic conditions to collect more data on how its jet engines work. And now for today's fast fact, $44 billion. That's how much money Apple made from sales in China during the 12-month period ending in June. Apple has a long-standing reputation for protecting users' privacy, but that stance seems to end at China's borders. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/tt.